The fact is that to prove oneness of Allah from the Bible is not at all difficult. That is a different thing. The Bible, that is the Old Testament and the New Testament, that is called Bible. Now, first of all, the Old Testament throughout, right from beginning to the end, does not speak of any God other than Allah or any God beside Him. So the testimony of all the prophets of the Bible are against there being a God other than God Himself, or there being any partner. Now, as for the New Testament, we challenge them to prove where Trinity has been mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. The principle involved is this, and this is what I want you to learn. This is more important, and this will be of good avail to you in every debate. Whenever there is an established way of life, if somebody speaks against that established way of life, the burden of proof is on his shoulders, not on the one who believes in that traditional way. If something happens routinely, in general principle, something happens like something. If somebody claims that an exception has taken place, this time it has happened, not happened like this, then the burden of proof always lies on the shoulders of the one who has come with this innovation. So starting from Old Testament, we know the testimony of the whole of prophets in favor of one God. And the Old Testament does not even remotely mention the possibility of there being another God but Allah, or as is called Yehovah. Yes. So, when this is the established rule, if an exception is made by some people, a new different claim is made, the burden of proof is on their shoulders, not on our shoulders. They should say that in the New Testament, when Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, He claimed that there were two gods or three gods or gods other than Allah. That is for them to prove, and they cannot. Whenever they will try to prove this by any verse of the Holy Bible, there and then you will find, if you read a few verses before and a few verses after, you will find the answer there. So it's not for us to prove, it is for them to prove that the New Testament speaks against the oneness of Allah. This is why the high scholars never say that. In fact, those people who are true scholars among the Christians, they don't make this claim. They say, no, the Bible speaks of one God, and we believe in one God, because they can't escape this. Yet they say that it is three in one and one in three, and this dilemma is created just because of this difficulty they find in their ways. They know if there was to be revealed to mankind the existence of a God other than this God, why it was so late? After all the prophets had passed and the phenomena had finished according to them, they also believe in a sort of Khatm-e-Nubuwwat. They say till all the prophets came and the prophethood finished at the time of Jesus Christ. Then a new institution began to take shape, and that was appearance of God Himself in some form or another. In the first appearance, they say it was to be a manifestation of Son of God. In the second coming, it would be God, it was to be God Himself, and they are still waiting for the second coming. So all this has led them to difficulties. In fact, they believe all the prophets have passed, and what was prophesied by all these prophets who were left in the past, all the prophecies put together do not mention even remotely the possibility of there being another God but Allah. our case is very strong. To break this case, it is up to them to come out with very strong and cogent proof.